You're listening to Classical 90.5, and that was the Missouri Symphony Orchestra featuring pianist Kyle Orth. We heard Richard Strauss, Opus 20 from 1888. His tone poem for a large orchestra was Don Juan. The Missouri Symphony Orchestra performed under the baton of Maestro Kirk Trevor. The pianist there was Kyle Orth. Orth is this week's guest on Intermission. I interviewed him by phone earlier this week. Orth was at home in Boston, where he's working on his doctorate in musical arts at the New England Conservatory. He talked about the rigorous training he undergoes, the role of competitions, and how he first became familiar with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. Here, Orth talks about growing up musical in Texas, where he was friends with the violinist Chloe Trevor. She's the daughter of MSO Maestro Kirk Trevor. You're listening to the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour on Classical 90.5.
Yes, that's actually the first connection that I had to Columbia was through Chloe. We met each other in Dallas. We both grew up in the same area, and we attended a bunch of the same competitions as each other. She was a couple years ahead of me, so she would win them, and then I would come back the next year or the year after and win it. And so we would always see each other at some of the reunions or the gatherings. So, yeah, that's how I met Chloe. It was a fun growing up with her.
Talk to me about your earliest musical memories. I noticed on your bio here you had your orchestral debut at the age of 15, but I suspect there was some rigorous training going on to lead up to that point.
I actually started learning piano when I was 8 years old, and I started with a kid who was in high school teaching me at our local church. And after he graduated and went to college, then my parents decided to upgrade me to a new teacher, which was Marcy and Alex McDonald, and I started having lessons with them when I was 13 years old. And after that, they were the ones who really started to push me more towards doing competitions, and they felt like I was talented enough that they wanted to really give me the best possible musical education that I could have, so they put a lot of time and effort into me. And then they were the ones who encouraged me to sign up for the Collin County Young Artist Competition, which was the one that I won when I was 15, and subsequently had my solo debut with an orchestra with the Plano Symphony after that.
You've got over 20 first place wins in local, national, and international music competitions. So that's just the ones that you've won. You've obviously entered a whole lot more. Unless you're completely undefeated, then you'd be huge news.
I wish.
he's already big news. He's our guest on Intermission this week on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. It's pianist Kyle Orth. What does entering and showing up at a competition do for you as a performer?
You know, the process of competing has always been one that has appealed to me because I love challenges and I love exploring new things and pushing myself towards greater heights of musical expression, and of course, sharing it with other people. So I've noticed that whenever I have a competition coming up on the horizon, it really motivates me to practice on a level that I'm not usually motivated just during a regular week. I tend to practice about 6 hours a day, but when a competition's coming up, I up that to about 9 hours a day. And I've noticed just those couple more hours really helps my music grow in a way that is noticeable both to me and I think also towards those who hear it. So I've always enjoyed that part of competing. And then just the exposure and the feedback that you get from the judges is really helpful in trying to decide what kind of things are working in a public performance and what kind of things are not. Sometimes elements of the music that you thought were coming across didn't actually come across, so you have to re-examine how you were interpreting the piece. And then the other thing that's so great is that you find out that the same people tend to go from competition to competition to competition, and sometimes there are some rivalries that develop, but for the most part, I've actually made some great friends along the way. And we see each other regularly at different competitions, and we connect and we say, oh, are you going to be here? Oh, I'm going to be there too. And it kind of develops a certain sense of community, the competition circuit, believe it or not. And I enjoy that.
That's Kyle Orth. The pianist is our guest on Intermission this evening on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. My name is Trevor Harris, and I recently asked Orth how he found his way to playing with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra as part of the 2016 Hot Summer Nights Music Festival.
Well, the way that it worked, again, was I think firstly through my connection with Chloe, since we'd been to Missouri to do our duo recitals for the Trevor Orth duo that we put together. After that, I was talking with Chloe, and she said, my dad, Kirk Trevor, might call you up. He said he was looking for a pianist, and he asked me who I knew, and I recommended you to him. And so just, you know, wait and see. And sure enough, he sent me an email, gave me a call a little bit later because they were looking for a soloist for one of their summer concerts. And that's when he asked me if I could play the Prokofiev Third with them. And I think the reason that they chose that concerto was it was one that I had just recently played here in Boston. I won the New England Conservatory concerto competition with it and was able to perform it here with Hugh Wolf and the NEC Philharmonia. And the video came out pretty well of that, so it was advertised on the radio here in Boston and it was on YouTube. And so I think that when the orchestra conductor is looking for a piece for you to come in and play as a soloist, it's always nice to know that, oh, here's a piece this performer has played before. It's probably going to be okay.
So it's three movements written in 1921, well, published in 21 using sketches as old as 1913. Talk about the spirit of the piece a little bit, why it's a significant piece. Why do you think MSO called and said this is the piece?
Well, the Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto is a really fiery concerto. It's very different from his second piano concerto, which I also play. You know, the second he wrote after he was going through depression following a suicide of one of his close friends. And so the second piano concerto is very dark and heavy and earthy, and it's a massive piece. Whereas when you get to the third, it's more about excitement and fire and life, and it's a big showpiece. A lot of pianists love to play the third as just kind of a piece to show off their chops, which is not exactly why I was drawn to it, but I always think that's fun, too, to explore technical difficulties. But I liked it because between the first and second and third movements, there's so much contrast, and yet there's still a sense of connection between each movement, a sense of where Prokofiev is really laying out some kind of a map. And in the first movement, you get all kinds of fireworks and flashy scales, and then in the second movement, it's more of a feeling of theme and variations and slower sections, really lyrical passages. And then by the third movement, again, the gloves are off, and the finale is one of the most thrilling and exciting endings of any concerto I think that's ever written.
The voice there of pianist Kyle Orth. He was our guest on intermission this week on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour.